with Katarina Van Santeen from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on looking at C. difficile standardized infection ratios, if they predict antibiotic use in acute care hospitals in the National Healthcare Safety Network.
As Lindsay has already said, the National Healthcare Safety Network is the nation's most widely used HAI tracking system, and many hospitals and other healthcare facilities report to NHSN as part of state and federal public reporting mandates. In 2013, acute care hospitals began mandatory reporting of lab-identified CDI infections. Hospitals report their lab ID CDI events and denominator information to NHSN for all inpatient facility-wide locations, as well as outpatient ED and 24-hour observation units. Reporting to the antibiotic use option of NHSN began in 2011. This reporting is voluntary and collects location-level days of therapy for 89 antimicrobials, as well as days present. All data for the AU module is electronically reported, and it's submitted to NHSN as location-level monthly aggregate data, i.e., no patient-level data is sent to NHSN for the AU module. NHSN has developed standardized metrics for both CDI and AU reporting. The CDI standardized infection ratio, the SIR, is an observed to predicted ratio. The AU standardized antimicrobial administration ratio, the SAR, is a set of five different agent categories, each with their own observed to predicted ratio for a specific set of locations that are listed at the bottom of the screen. Both CDI SIR and SARs are ratios and will always be greater than or equal to zero. A value of one suggests that observed infections or use are equivalent to the predicted infections or use based on the referent population. For this analysis, we used 2015 AU and CDI data, and we looked for a high-level association between CDI SARs and SARs for two SAR agent categories. The first of these was all antibiotic agents, and the second is agents that are predominantly used to treat community-acquired infections. To give you a scope of our data, I want to point out that we have about 250 hospitals that have ever reported AU data to NHSN, compared to about 3,800 facilities that have reported CDI data. To put this into perspective visually, the large blue circle represents our NHSN CDI reporting, and this much smaller red circle represents our NHSN AU reporting. So you can see we're doing really great in CDI and have some areas of improvement for AU reporting. And then this even smaller blue dot represents the 57 facilities that have both AU data and CDI data for 2015. And the discrepancy between the 250 and the 57 is that we have a lot of VA facilities reporting AU, and they are not CMS mandated to report CDI data. And I do want to point out that these 57 facilities are some of our first AU reporters, so they do tend to be larger academic facilities who may already have lower antibiotic use than other facilities. So let's first take a look at the all antibiotic SAR and CDI correlation. So here we calculate a single CDI SIR and all antibiotic SAR for each facility for the calendar year 2015, and we plotted them. And you can kind of see there might be something going on here, but there's no clear correlation. So the Spearman correlation coefficient shows a non-significant weak correlation. However, once we start grouping these 57 facilities, we start to see some of the data become more clear. So here we've grouped these facilities into four groups based on the CDI SIR quartiles. Remember, the SIR is always greater than zero. And for this analysis, the CDI SIR range from 0 to 5.376. So for each of these groups, we use the next two columns, the antibiotic days of therapy and the predicted days of therapy, to calculate SARs, which are shown in the orange box. So the ratio of SARS is shown in the far right column. So we took the SARS and did a ratio using that first SARS agent group as our referent. And the ratio of SARS continues to increase as you go up. And these are all significant. So you see that the second group is 38% higher than the referent, and the second is 49% higher. So this table shows that for 2015, we have a signal showing that as CDI SARs increase, the all antibiotic SARs also increase. However, this doesn't continue to quite hold in that last SAR quartile category. And this, we think, is because of low precision. So you'll see the days present, which is the column immediately to the left of the SAR. The days present for this highest quartile is much smaller than the middle two. So the middle two have more statistical power and thus more precision. So let's now look at the agents commonly used to treat community-acquired infections, the SAR for that category. These agents are listed on the right. And these are generally our third-generation cephalosporins without Pseudomonas coverage, fluoroquinolones, and ertapenem. And we chose to look at this group because we think this group in particular may influence the CDI SIR. And these antibiotics make up about 22% of the antibiotics in NHSN. And those 22% can be broken down into about 42% fluoroquinolones and 52% cephalosporins. So as with the all antibiotic agents, we grouped these agents into four CDI SIR quartiles. Again, we calculated SARS for these using the antibiotic days of therapy and predicted days of therapy. You may notice that the days of therapy for this group is much smaller. That's because we're looking at fewer agents. Before we had all, and now we're looking at a specific subset. So these SARs continue to show the trend that the other ones do, and now we even have a SAR that's greater than one. So looking at the ratio of SARs, the second quartile is about 27% higher than the first, and then 43% higher for the third. Like our all antibiotic SARs, these show an increase until you get to that highest quartile. And this is showing the same significance, but the upward trend is kind of stopping. And that's, again, because of the days present. So in conclusion, for 2015, there is a statistically significant increase in both the overall AU SAR and that community-acquired infection treatment SAR as CDI SARs increase. And this is really the first look that we've taken in NHSN between antibiotic use and CDI for these two groups. And we really need more data to be able to determine if this relationship holds across a larger cohort of facilities and over time. And for those of you that may want to know more about the AU protocol, I've put some links at the bottom, both to the protocol and to some training videos. So thank you.